From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The White House Thursday broached the possibility that President Donald Trump would veto new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea, prompting sharp criticism from U.S. lawmakers of both political parties. Democratic Maryland Senator Ben Cardin.
This gives the president a stronger hand dealing with Mr. Putin. If he vetoes it, it means he doesn't want a stronger hand in dealing with Mr. Putin.
The House of Representatives approved the sanctions bill Tuesday by a vote of 419-3. A similarly lopsided vote is expected in the Senate. The bill seeks to impose an economic cost on Moscow, Tehran, and Pyongyang for an array of activities to which Washington objects and gives Congress the power to block any presidential move to suspend the punitive measures. Clashes erupted at a sacred shrine in Jerusalem as thousands of Muslims rushed to pray at the site for the first time in nearly 2 weeks following Israel's removal of security devices installed there after a deadly attack.
I greet the youth of Jerusalem and make...
Israel police fired tear gas and rubber bullets as Palestinians threw stones in walled compound that is the holy site to both Muslims and Jews. It's unclear what started the altercation. The Palestinian Red Crescent said 37 Palestinians were wounded, including some by rubber bullets and beatings. It said several people suffered broken bones. Marine General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the military's Joint Chief of Staff, told the military on Thursday that there had been no change yet in Pentagon policy of transgendered personnel after President Donald Trump's announcement of his plans to ban them appeared to catch officials off by surprise. Dunford then made the assurance that U.S. would treat all personnel with respect. This is VOA News. Powerful political figures in Washington are coming to the defense of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, rebuking President Donald Trump for his days of complaints about the country's top law enforcement official. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham warned the president.
Chairman of the Judiciary Committee sent a pretty chilling tweet yesterday. There will be no confirmation hearing for a new attorney general in 2017. If Jeff Sessions is fired, there will be holy hell to pay.
Trump has vented his anger at Sessions, an early supporter of his presidential campaign, for removing himself from oversight of the Judicial Department's investigation of Russia's interference into last year's presidential election. Clashes erupted in Caracas, Venezuela on Thursday between anti-government protesters and security forces as a 48-hour labor strike is underway. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino Lopez said all government entities, including the armed forces, have been called on to cooperate with the National Electoral Council so that the free exercise of voting becomes a reality on July 30th. The clashes come just days before Sunday's election of a National Assembly for rewriting the charter. An AP tally of official reports show that the death toll in nearly 4 months of civil unrest in Venezuela has reached 100. The UN Security Council approved a resolution encouraging Greek and Turkish Cypriots to sustain their commitment to reunifying the divided Mediterranean island. Doug Bernard has the story.
Cyprus was divided into a Turkish-speaking north and a Greek-speaking south in 1974. That's when Turkey invaded the island following a coup aimed at unifying Cyprus with Greece. Reunification talks collapsed earlier this month, and the council welcomed progress made by leaders in both communities and urged them to focus their efforts on reaching agreement on outstanding issues. The resolution adopted by the council on Thursday extends the mandate of the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus until January 31, 2018. It also asks Secretary General Antonio Guterres to conduct a strategic review of the mission within 4 months. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has appointed veteran diplomat Vasily Nebenyaza as the country's new ambassador to the United Nations. The appointment has been expected for months. Nebenyaza has been deputy foreign minister since 2013 and has previously been an advisor to Russia's UN delegation and deputy Russian representatives at the United Nations office in Geneva. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.